This is Fan Sided Radio.
June 17th, 2013. This is Fan Sided Tonight. Hello, everyone. John Akron here with you for this beautiful Monday night edition of Fan Sided Tonight. King James and the Miami Heat falling last night to the San Antonio Spurs. They now trail 3-2, heading into tomorrow night's matchup in Miami. More importantly, I think, the rumors currently swirling around about Doc Rivers, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce's name has been thrown out there. You have Eric Bledsoe's name being thrown out there. You have DeAndre Jordan's name being thrown out there. A lot might be happening in the city of Los Angeles when it comes to the Clippers, and tonight, that's what we are going to focus on. Why the Los Angeles Clippers should not make any moves, stand pat, and just fire a coach. Let's get this going. Well, I don't know about you, but I am still somewhat recovering from my weekend. The College World Series in full swing here in beautiful Omaha, Nebraska. I actually finally got to meet face-to-face who I like to refer to as the first lady of Fansided Radio, Leslie Snyder. Of course, she is part of the mighty and powerful Fire and Ice team. Also hosts Hoosier Huddle for us right on fansidedradio.com. But got to meet her Hoosiers, actually, in action. I got to catch them the other day. 2-0 win for the Hoosiers in their first-round game. They're struggling a little bit right now. They're actually down, but anything can happen. This is Omaha. Had a great time. Actually got to catch the band OAR, for any of those of you who have never heard of them. Nice, good time, summer feel band, the OAR. Good stuff. Caught them, and then we had some storms. Luckily, I was smart enough to hightail it from the downtown area and right into the pub of my local watering hole, I should say, Donahue's Pub, down on 33rd and L, and I just kind of chilled. I relaxed there for a while. Watched some sports action, of course. Had some adult beverage and a good time. But here we are. It's Monday, following Game 5 of the NBA Finals, where the San Antonio Spurs were able to take down LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat. And they now travel to Miami to take on the Heat in Game 6 tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward to that matchup. But you know what? We're not going to talk finals today. Not really. I just mentioned it. 3-2. There you have it. Tomorrow night we'll be able to see the spectacle that is Game 6 in Miami and see if somebody can win 2 in a row for the first time this entire series. To me, the interesting story in the NBA right now is Doc Rivers, the longtime coach of the Boston Celtics, has hinted around that he wants out. It's time for him to kind of walk away, possibly. He's spent a long time in Boston. He does not want to be a part of a rebuilding era for the Celtics, which is completely understandable. When you are a coach of his caliber, you don't want to start from scratch, which is basically what the Celtics are looking to do. I don't expect Kevin Garnett to be a part of the Celtics next year. I do not expect Paul Pierce to be a part of the Celtics next year, thus ending the final two of the big three that brought the Celtics that world championship a few years back. Now, rumor has had it, multiple reports, ESPN, Yahoo Sports have reported it as well. There's been a ton of articles written right here on fansided.com about Doc Rivers potentially being traded in a sense. You cannot trade a coach, but basically it would be the Los Angeles Clippers trading away Eric Bledsoe, DeAndre Jordan, and at least one future first-round draft pick to the Boston Celtics for Kevin Garnett, and then the services of Doc Rivers if Rivers were to actually sign a contract with the Clippers. And all indications point to him being willing to do that if that opportunity arises. That would be the worst possible thing for the Los Angeles Clippers to do. Now, there's also rumors that the Clippers have not wanted to trade Bledsoe because he is being used as trade bait to try to get the Los Angeles Lakers to sign and do a sign and trade deal with Dwight Howard. That would also send Blake Griffin to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, that makes no sense to me. One, why would the Lakers want to trade Dwight Howard, who could be potentially dangerous if he gets his head on straight, and have them playing in the very same conference, facing the Lakers several times a year, right cross town. They wouldn't want that. And why would the Clippers want to take Blake Griffin and Bledsoe and trade them away to the Los Angeles Lakers? It's a lose-lose for both sides, in my opinion. And I don't think it's possible even for the Lakers to be able to sign Dwight Howard in a sign-and-trade. I've been saying it for weeks now. I think Dwight Howard is a Houston Rocket next year. Anything else would shock me. Absolutely shock me. Maybe Dallas. Outside chance it's Dallas. But here is why I do not make any moves. If I am the Los Angeles Clippers, I get that they want Doc Rivers to lead the ship. They want him to be the captain, and I understand that. I don't blame them. That would be bringing in a quality coach who has been there before, who's won that title against the Lakers, those crosstown rival Lakers. I understand they want him at the helm. I understand him wanting to be at the helm. I don't understand why they would take Kevin Garnett for any reason. Sure, he's got some good basketball left in him, but he can't give you a solid 48 a night. There's no way. 48 minutes a night isn't going to happen from KG. 40 minutes a night isn't going to happen from KG. And if they do, they're not going to be high-quality minutes. His days of 25 and 12, 25 and 15 are over. Sure, he's going to give you a spark. He'd be a great bench player. Bring him in off the bench for a little bit of energy here and there. Give some guys some rest. And then there's talk that there'd be a possibility that the Celtics, well, I think it's likely, the Celtics buy out Paul Pierce's contract for $5 million. And then he might end up with the Los Angeles Clippers. Huh? Don't get me wrong, I love Paul Pierce. Love Paul Pierce. Been watching that guy since he played at Kansas. Why, if you were the Clippers, I understand maybe veteran players, and sure, maybe they could help guide and help coach, but if you're bringing in Rivers, what difference does it make? Why would you want to get that old? Yeah, that experiment failed miserably with the Lakers last year. I'm not sure if the Clippers caught any of that, but it didn't work out well. First round exit got swept. It wasn't pretty. It was pretty ugly, if it was pretty at all. So you have the Clippers saying, you know, we don't want to let go of Bledsoe because we might, look, you know what you need to do? If I were a Clippers fan, what I would be urging, what I would be writing my congressman saying, go out and get a good coach. Bring in Brian Shaw. Bring in Lionel Hollins. Bring in somebody. Bring in George Karl. They're all going to get you just as far as Vinny Del Negro did, if not a little further. But hinging everything, sure, you bring in Doc Rivers, but you bring in that age to go along with it, and what, you have Lakers version 2.0? A second aged team? I mean, Chauncey Billups is already there, and don't get me wrong, I think he's still a legitimate contributor for the Clippers, but you're going to add Garnett and possibly Pierce to go along with it. So your starting five is then Billups, Griffin, Paul, Pierce, Garnett. That's a starting five that's going to win you an NBA title. Maybe I'm off base. Maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe it could work with Doc Rivers there, one of the best coaches in the NBA. And I see where Boston's coming from. Hell, why not? Rivers doesn't want to be there. You don't want to have to pay for Garnett. You don't want to have to pay for Paul Pierce. And you want to get some young, viable players in return. They could bring in a new head coach, probably Lionel Hollins. Wouldn't be shocked at that at all. I see where they're coming from. But on the other end of it, from Los Angeles, I scratch my head. I mean, it's another example of what we're seeing in Los Angeles with baseball right now. The Dodgers went out and threw out a ton of money at crap. I mean, sure, you have ball players there with the Dodgers. I mean, Carl Crawford, when healthy, can be productive, and so can Adrian Gonzalez. And Josh Beckett's a number 3, 4, or 5 starter at this point in his career. You also brought in a lot of drama. That's what the Lakers did. The Lakers brought in Dwight Howard. They brought in Steve Nash. And then they brought in a coach who can't coach defense in a division where you need to be able to play that to win. Look at the teams that really advanced somewhat far in the Western Conference. I mean, look at the two teams that played for the Western Conference Finals, the Spurs, the Grizzlies. They're both defensive-minded clubs, right? Okay, so the Dodgers are to the Lakers what the Clippers seem to appear to be trying to do, if that made any sense. Basically, the Clippers equal the Anaheim Angels. Let's bring in some veterans and probably give them good money and then fail, just like every other team in Los Angeles seems to be doing anymore. Why not keep that young base of players? Keep Bledsoe. Keep Jordan. Keep Griffin. Granted, you need to teach Griffin or coach Griffin how to play like a man. The guy is an athlete, but he's soft. I've been saying that for a long time now. Love watching that guy play. Lob City all day. Yep. Got to play both sides of the floor, though, boss. Got to play both sides if you want to be a champion. The Western Conference, much better conference than the East. Yeah, you got more teams to contend with and more teams that play defense. You don't see that everywhere. They do that in the Western Conference. You need to bring in a guy who can coach both sides of the ball, as well as keep Chris Paul happy and keep him in town. Again, Chris Paul is all about bringing in Coach Rivers. Reports saying that if Doc Rivers comes to coach them, he'll sign. He'll stay. He's holding a team hostage. He wants the coach he wants. Still wondering why you don't have a Shaw or a Hollins or a Byron Scott to come in and right the ship and help this team out, because I don't think trading for age, regardless of who's coaching them, is going to get you any further. Go out and find a veteran. Hell, you have Chauncey Billups. The guy has his ring. He does. So why then are we not seeing them bring in a guy who can take a young team and make them better and maybe add a couple of veteran pieces to the puzzle as backups? Maybe bring in Garnett. However, I think Garnett wants to play for Doc Rivers. That's what that all hinges on. We're going to continue this discussion as the week goes on. Short and sweet version of Fansided tonight. But you know what? I wanted to keep it to the one topic, and that's exactly what we did. We'll be back tomorrow night to possibly preview or talk a little bit about Game 5 of the NBA Finals, or we might be talking a little hockey. You never know. Game 3 of the NHL Finals going down as we speak right now. But I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. My name is John Akron. Be good, everybody.